Standing in Millrace Park near downtown Columbus, Lisa Burns watches her kilt-wearing 9-year-old son, Colin, play snare drum in a band of mostly baby boomers. They're part of a ceremony marking the high water line on a city bridge. A year ago at this moment, she says Colin was strapped to his father as they both struggled through floodwaters between their home and dry land.
We were gathering everything up and putting it up high, but by the time we were able to leave the house, the water would have been up to his waist. He was 8. So we put a belt around him and put a belt around his father and waded with our dogs out of the neighborhood.
The family's home was declared a complete loss and later torn down. What happened to one of their dogs is still a mystery. Moving to temporary housing, they accepted a FEMA grant and have used the last year to try to get their lives back together. But on this day, Colin, with the help of the mayor, helps tear off the paper covering the memorial.
If anybody's thinking this is an actual gold bar, it's not, so you won't have to worry about that.
The joke's courtesy of Mayor Fred Armstrong, who presides over a ceremony both jovial and solemn. He admits trying to appropriately mark the anniversary has been a tough note to strike. Lynn Reese dealt with the flood by taking pictures, a few thousand of them. Others sent Reese hundreds more snapshots of their basements with floating furniture and raccoons clinging to fence posts as they watch water rush by.
It just felt like the end of the world.
Setting these pictures to popular song, Reese uses the flood's anniversary to premiere her glorified slideshow at the local cinema.
To the high horizon. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising.
With so many pictures, Reese says she felt an obligation to create a time capsule of sorts.
I did it for my grandchildren so that I could show them something, because I didn't think I was ever going to see anything like this again. So, being a photographer, a picture says everything. And when the flood was happening, I didn't believe it until I actually got out there and saw it. And I just kept snapping because it was so unbelievable, and I just thought, nobody's going to understand how devastating and how serious what was going on that day.
But not every resident wants to remember the occasion. Two commemoration ceremonies were sparsely attended, and Armstrong admits there are many families still trying to recover. With total damages likely in the $500 million neighborhood, Armstrong says certain areas of the city still look like post-Katrina New Orleans. At points, the mayor admits, tensions have boiled over.
There's always something that you can do better. You know, you have Monday morning quarterbacks that always want to criticize, condemn. But you go through what we went through for a period of 3 or 4 days there, really, really tough, and having 2 deaths, including moving 157 people from the hospital and hundreds of people from nursing homes. You know, you can't be too critical.
Despite the criticisms, Bartholomew County Commissioner Larry Kleinhens says the community has no choice but to try to turn the event into some kind of positive.
Everybody's probably a little more tolerant of each other, a little more forgiving of each other, quicker to help, maybe a little quicker to be grateful and have gratitude for good things that people do for you or to you. You know, this event really brought some of those just basic life lessons to the forefront.
At 5 o'clock, just about the time a year ago, water started bubbling through the bottom of elevators at Columbus Regional Hospital, all the church bells in the city start ringing in unison. Standing on any street corner, different toned clangs mix just as neighborhood pitch-ins and picnics sprout up across town. And the ground? It's just dry enough to lay down a blanket. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.